I'm Robin Chait, Associate Director for Teacher Quality at the Center for American Progress, and I'm here with Rhonda Johnson, head of the Columbus Education Association. The Columbus Education Association is a union representing teachers, counselors, and other certificated staff in Columbus, Ohio. And Rhonda has been involved from the inception with the Teacher Incentive Fund grant in Ohio. Rhonda, can you tell me a little bit about how Columbus got involved in the TIF grant?
We were approached by the Ohio Department of Education along with a few other school districts to apply for this grant because we had been doing some innovative things in our school district. I know that in Toledo, they've had a teacher incentive program for a long time but hadn't been able to fund it, so this was an opportunity for them. And then we had the TAP program in Columbus in three of our schools, and so this was an opportunity for us to expand our TAP program.
Can you tell us briefly about the TAP program, or the Teacher Advancement Program, as it's called?
Sure. I'm not an expert on TAP, but I do tell you that I'm very supportive of the program because it provides some things some opportunities for teachers that they don't otherwise have. Generally, if you want to have a leadership position, you have to leave the classroom and become a teacher. But the TAP program provides a leadership opportunity for a teacher to be a master teacher, a mentor teacher, without leaving the classroom. It provides some incentive pay, and it provides the most important thing, I believe, is real-time job-embedded professional development, an opportunity for colleagues to get together to take a look at student work, to look at strategies about what works in classrooms with students.
And what do you think TAP has meant to teachers in Columbus, and how have they perceived the program?
Well, you know, it's mixed, depending on where you are in the city and what area. I think it's been the most successful in the elementary buildings, and when I say successful, it's been successful everywhere, but some are reticent about the program. High school teachers are usually, they're used to running their own shops, and they're more in isolation than they are in elementary buildings. So it's been harder to implement with fidelity, I believe, in the high school than it has been in the elementary schools. But there has been a positive effect on student achievement. We did give teachers an opportunity to opt out of schools if they did not want to participate in TAP, because the TAP program requires that the teachers are on board and they require a vote. So we allowed teachers to, you know, take a vote and then opt out of the buildings if they didn't want to participate in the program.
So you say the program has generally been successful. Can you tell us a little bit about what that means?
I'll give you an example. The first year, TAP was in one of the middle schools, a very a high poverty school, a very diverse school, and the school had been in school improvement, not making AYP. And the first year that TAP was in the building, they made AYP. No one would expect that this particular middle school to be as successful as it was, and I think it was TAP that made the difference.
What about TAP do you think made the difference? What changes does it cause in schools?
Some of the things are the same that we've been doing in Columbus for a long time. We've been dabbling in incentive pay for a long time. So I won't say it was necessarily incentive pay, but I think it was an opportunity for teachers to get together and work together in professional learning communities to take a look at student work, to meet on a regular basis, at least once a week for an hour, for professional development, real-time job-embedded professional development. I think that's the most important element. You know, we have a lot of professional development. We spend lots of dollars on professional development, and, you know, a lot of them are, you know, they're sit and get, and you learn something and you take it back to your classroom. You may or may not. Well, they're actually devising strategies in what they call cluster meetings. They're field testing them in their classrooms, and then they're coming back to talk about what worked and what didn't work.
And what role do you think incentive pay has played in the program, in the success of the program?
Well, you know, no one is going to turn down money. Okay, but we have had incentive pay in our district for a long time. We've had what we call gain sharing. So if a building makes AYP or value added, they get a bonus. It's not a lot of money, so we're used to incentive pay. I don't think anybody went there necessarily for the incentive pay. I think that everyone likes to have the payments. There are two types of incentive pay in the CAP schools. School-wide incentive pay, and then there's individual payouts as well. So sometimes teachers are embarrassed that they made it, that they're actually getting incentive pay, and some think that, why should I get this pay? I'm just doing what I'm supposed to do anyway. But no one's turned it down, and I think that it doesn't hurt to pay people something else for extra work that they do and what they're able to do with students. I really, really do like the school-wide incentive pay because that causes everyone to work together as opposed to pay that causes people to compete among themselves. I think that causes more isolation.
Mm-hmm. So overall, what do you think has been the impact of the TIF grant?
Well, if you take a look at the schools, their individual report cards, you will see that generally the TAP schools are performing at a higher level than the non-TAP schools, especially compared with like schools. You know, we have some very high-performing schools in Columbus, so I'm not comparing them. You know, some high-performing schools where it's not a high concentration of poverty, where parents are very educated. But comparing them with like schools, they're outperforming their counterparts. So the impact has been positive. We had one of our high schools that was in the TAP program came very close to being an effective school, and that rating would be like a B rating, and it's a very, very high poverty school, a very diverse school where people would not expect that they would do well, but they are doing well because of this program. So the impact has been positive. Now, the impact on the staff, not everybody likes the TAP program, and some people have opted out to go to other places. Especially at the middle school and high school level. But in the elementary level, there hasn't been much turnover in the program. They appreciate the opportunities to be able to work together. And the other thing, too, I think is very important is we have developed some very, very good teacher leaders, teachers who became master teachers and mentor teachers to work with teachers in the building who had promotional opportunities without leaving the classroom.
Would you like to be able to expand the program to more schools?
The program is very expensive, and so we were able to use our TIF dollars to expand the program to 5 schools, but there are 120 schools in Columbus, and we would love to have a model like this expanded in other schools. You know, models where, and I have to go back to, you know, put on my union leader hat, models where teachers wanted to do this, and I think we've had some great successes, and I think that there are teachers and staff who would be interested in having TAP in their schools. As a matter of fact, I have had staff members to approach me to say, when can we get this in our school? But we can't do this work alone. We don't have enough money in our school districts to expand it the way that, you know, teachers would want this expanded or the way that administration would want to expand it. So these dollars have been very important to us.
Thank you, Rhonda. This has been really helpful.
Thank you.